Hello, Dr. Shaw here, and welcome to our 28th podcast on teaching humanity remotely. Time really does go by when you're having fun. Today, we're going to be discussing my 10th governing principle that guides effective communication with children, and that is making sure that you are present and in the moment. Now, truly, that should be something we all aspire to in every moment. And it's not easy. I mean, sometimes if we're being honest, I think we can all agree that we've had this experience where you sort of wake up in a moment and feel like, how did I get here? You know, I've certainly had the experience where I felt like I was just a chess piece in a chess game, and I woke up and I didn't even know how I got from point A to point B. That just happens. Life is busy and there are things we can do automatically and perhaps even feel efficient that we can do things automatically without having to give the things that we're doing time and attention. But on the other hand, we're paying a price because when we do things automatically, we miss the subtleties. We really miss being in the moment. There are many reasons I love teaching children, but one reason is that they demanded that I be in the moment. I was responsible for a number of little beings at the same time. So I really had to be present to make sure that all of their needs, both big and small, were taken care of. So being in the moment is very, very important. And when it comes to effective communication with your children, one reason it's really important, and maybe the most important reason in this particular case, is that when you're dealing with a child or children, and you are in the moment, you can tell if what you are saying is resonating or not. And if there is a disconnect, you can fix that in the moment. So that's really important. If I'm not present, if I'm just saying, what do you want for dinner? Okay, we can have this or we can have this. You know, and you know, if I do that, then I'm not responding if they're having a real issue. I don't even know it because I'm just doing my thing and hoping that they're going to respond. So if I was present, I might say, wait a second, this really isn't the right time to talk about dinner as I see how sad you are and upset. I have a friend who was so full of grace that she could do a lot and be in the moment doing a lot at the same time. Some people have that elasticity of attention where they can really multitask, but not everybody has that. And even then, there could be things that are lost in particular subtleties. So I say being in the moment with children is really critical. The other reason it's critical is that you're showing your child that what you're discussing is really important. I'm stopping everything to communicate with you. Right now, you're the most important. We all know you have a lot to do and I have a lot to do. But right now, what we're doing together is the most important. And that is really very critical. So when you are in the moment, you can check for understanding. If you're not in the moment, you're going to miss that step. You can also see that being in the moment shows that you have high expectations. You can also see that being in the moment shows that you're being respectful. So you can see in reality that all of these governing principles don't work in isolation. They work together. They work collaboratively. You're going to use all of these governing principles. You're going to check for understanding. You're going to check, state your goal. You're going to be respectful. You're going to be in the moment. You're going to have high expectations. You're going to do all of them. And in future podcasts, what I'm going to do is I'm going to discuss each of the 10 and then one bonus question. So each of the 11 questions that were asked that I shared the answers to in the book on effective communication with children, I am going to discuss and share the questions and the answers. And there again, you will see the practical application to how these principles, these 10 principles, are utilized in everyday life in all different situations that you have with your children. So I hope you look forward to that. I also am going to share in future podcasts some media appointments that I have had recently because I think that's always useful. The media interviews are good because I don't know what people who are hosting the media events are going to be asking me. So I think that maybe it also correlates to what your concerns might be, as well as, of course, I'm responding to your concerns when you write them to me when you visit my website at learnwithmeremotely.com. So please continue to visit my website, purchase our books that are so useful for all of the stakeholders that get to read them. You can go to Amazon, go to my author's page, Dr. Mindy Shaw, or you can go to Dr. Mindy Shaw Paperbacks on Amazon. And there you can purchase paperback books. You could also see ebooks, but they're individual. And I feel like children having copies of a number of stories within one book, I think, is the most useful way to read my material. So please enjoy all that I have to offer and speak to you next week. Thank you.
And that concludes this episode of the podcast series, Teaching Humanity Remotely with Dr. Mindy Shaw. Thank you for listening. You can follow Dr. Shaw on Facebook. Her page is Learn With Me Remotely. That's on Facebook. That's also her website, learnwithmeremotely.com. Her podcasts and all the books that she's been referring to are on that site for purchase, and samples are there as well. You can follow her on Twitter at Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. Doctor is abbreviated DR, and the one is the number one, Dr. Mindy Shaw 1. And on Instagram at Dr. Mint with a T, Shaw. Thanks again for listening. Watch out for the next podcast in the series. That'll be coming real soon.